This Talk Real Estate show is a replay of a show that aired previously on KDWA, 1460 AM, 97.7 FM, and online at kdwa.com. Tune to KDWA AM 1460 FM 97.7 and around the world at KDWA.com. Welcome to another edition of Talk Real Estate brought to you by the Realtors of Edina Realty of Hastings. We have in our studios today the very hardworking, the very lovely, the very talented Christy Lundby Hill. How are you doing, Christy?
I'm doing great. How are you, Dan?
Good, good. It's always good to talk with you.
Oh, yeah. I know. It's nice to come in here. Those days when we had COVID and we had to do it over the phone were not fun.
I forgot about that.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, we did, didn't we, for
a
long time? Yeah. And, we adapted, but the in-person one, I think, it sounds better. And it's, you can just tell the interaction we see each other.
And, absolutely.
And so, I'm sorry you have to look at me. I apologize.
Shush. Well, get rid of the rain here, right?
Well,
it's good though.
Yeah, the farmers need it. I wish they would have had a little more up in northern Minnesota.
Oh, they didn't have it up there, huh?
They didn't have a lot of it. Huh. It didn't make much of a difference, but yeah. I mean, every bit was welcome, but they could have had a lot of it, more of it up there, so. But anyway, how are things going in real estate?
They're going pretty good. The market's been pretty steady. And things are just kind of slowly progressing along.
Well, let's get into our topic of the week, and that is it worth doing updates before selling? That's a tough one.
It is. What I'm finding is it kind of depends on your house a little bit, but buyers with the interest rates higher are much pickier about what they're looking for. So I hear sellers a lot going, well, I don't want to change my carpet because what if they don't like it? But you know what? If it's really dated and buyers don't have the cash to do it, they're going to bypass your house. So sometimes it is worth doing that, whether it's exactly what somebody wants or not.
You mean like red shag carpeting is out?
Yeah, or blue. I hate to say that, but blue is not exactly a color younger buyers like in carpet and stuff. And so when they see that, they're like, oh, it needs so much work. Or if they see pictures where somebody put in some new carpet, even if it's not their ideal and they'd rather have LVP flooring or something later, if they can move into it without having to change it and keep it for 4 or 5 years until they do that, you're going to get a lot more money. So we've had quite a few houses over the last couple of years where they've done small improvements that we suggested, maybe some paint or carpet. And like one house, they spent about $13,000 and had the cabinets painted in the kitchen and new LVP flooring in the kitchen dining room.
I think you showed me a picture
of
that.
Yes. And then we had it all painted, a new carpet, and I'm guessing they got about $65,000 more than they would have had not doing that work.
Wow, that really paid off.
Yes. So, if the house is dated buyers just are like, oh, it needs so much work, and they're watching HGTV way too much. So the buyers are like, I'm sorry, but they are. They're waiting for the perfect house to be, if they're going to get this higher interest rate and their payment's going to be so much higher, especially move-up buyers, they're really fussy about what they want.
Okay. All righty.
Yeah.
You're listening to Talk Real Estate on KDWA, our realtor, Christy Lundby Hill. Christy, how can folks get a hold of you?
My cell phone is 651-216-4676, or you can email ChristyHill@EdinaRealty.com, and that's C-H-R-I-S-T-Y Hill. At Edina Realty.
Okay, or you can call the Hastings Edina Realty office at 651-437-2121 and ask for anybody on the Lundby Hill team, including Christy.
Yeah.
Back to our topic of the week, is it worth doing updates before selling? So would it be a good statement or a correct statement to say before you do any updates, it's better to talk to a realtor because you know what's going to pay off and what isn't going to pay off. Because $65,000 or more than what they thought, that's a big chunk of money.
Yeah, you know, I've seen there's a townhome in town, and I'm not going to name streets or whatever, but it's been sitting on the market and it's too high for the updates it needs.
Okay.
And so everybody who's gone in there, it's become market worn because everybody who's gone in there has seen it needs updates and it's just sitting there. And so it's not moving until maybe somebody will write an offer, which I would think somebody would just do that. But another one came up down the street that also needed some updates, probably in similar condition, but it was $25,000 cheaper. So, you know, that one sold. In fact, I sold it,
okay.
You know, but my buyers, you know, even though the other one they liked, they were like, they might not come down. I'm not even going to write on that one. I'll write on this one.
Okay.
So, you know, it is going to hurt you a lot if you don't do updates or you don't price it correctly. So it is very important to have a realtor who does this every day and who knows what buyers are looking for, take their advice, you know.
Yep.
And if somebody is thinking, I might sell in a couple of years, debating on if I should do this, I would say have me out now.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of times you're like, should I do this? Should I not do this? You know, even if you're a couple of years out, I think it's worth sitting down and going, all right, so I think it'd be worth doing this or it would be worth doing that. And then why not enjoy it if you're going to move in a couple of years? And you can do these couple small updates and enjoy it, you know, because otherwise you're doing it just to sell. And then that's not fun because you're doing it for someone else. And then you don't want to spend the money for someone else where it's going to hurt you if you don't. So it's kind of a catch-22. But I really, you know, I'm certified in staging, have been for many, many years. And we have a lot of contractors and people that we use for different things. And we can describe to somebody, like, is this worth doing? Is that not worth doing? Is, you know, I just think it's really a good idea to make a game plan, even if you're a couple years out, or if you're just thinking in the next year. But, you know, I find that some sellers are too embarrassed to have us over.
Really?
And, you know, if maybe they've got updates, well, I'll have you out after I do this or that. And it's like, well, that's kind of backwards. You should be having us out now because I see houses in all shapes and in conditions. And I can totally visualize a house, what it can be. And I can really help you figure out what things are worth doing. So I just really would like to get in front of people ahead of time and help them.
What are some of the things that you can do that will normally, like you said, the painting, just painting the cupboards, not necessarily on, you know, doing the whole thing. What are some other things that people can do or that you see when you go into a house?
If they have really bad countertops, you know, sometimes it's worth putting in countertops. It might cost $1,500, you know, if you do a laminate. And, you know, they think that they have to put in granite or quartz that's $8,000 or something. And it really depends on the price range of your house. So if you're, you know, a 500-plus house, yeah, maybe. But then, again, if you're not and you're a $350,000 house, laminate's fine as long as it looks good. Buyers are more about wanting to be able to move in and enjoy it and not have to do anything. I find that the buyers that are okay doing work, they want it at a very discounted price, like investor pricing.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Okay. If they got to do work, you're going to get way less for the house.
Okay.
So they're like, oh, my gosh, it needs this. That's going to be $50,000, and it's $10,000 with work.
Okay.
You know, it's just carpet and paint. So they are going to dramatically say what it's going to cost them to do that and want it so cheap if they see work.
I was going to ask you, do you sometimes have to sit down with somebody and say, hey, it's really not going to be that much and here's how you do it, kind of talk them off the wall to say?
Oh, yeah, I can show pictures to buyers and say, this is what you could do here that, you know, you might be able to get this at a pretty decent deal. I don't think you're going to get it $50,000 less, which you want. because it's not going to cost you that much. But, you know, is this home a home that you could do some minor things to and increase value? Yes, I can visualize that. There's a lot of realtors who can't visualize that and explain that to buyers because maybe they don't have the expertise of the past where they've seen what you can do for small amounts of money to explain it to buyers and walk them past that. But there's also, it really does hurt sellers if they don't, you know, and just showing the house in a condition that doesn't look so great, you know, not being clean and, you know, staged well hurts sellers a lot too. There's realtors out there who don't even take professional photos. That drives me crazy.
Really?
I'm like, it's not that much money, realtors. Do your job. You know. That makes me crazy, but I do see that and I feel sorry for those sellers because they don't know how badly that realtor has hurt them.
Okay.
By not having their house show in its best light.
So it really depends on the realtor also.
Yes. Yes. I also see a lot of realtors put houses coming soon with no pictures. I think that hurts the house because it comes on the market, goes on all the websites and it's got no pictures. So buyers see it. They get irritated. They go just right go by. On right past it. And then by the time you get pictures on, you lost that buyer. So, I mean, unless there's a weird circumstance, I absolutely will not put it on even coming soon for a few days until I have the pictures from the photographer.
Really? Yep. Well, what are they thinking that it's going to sell without?
I don't know. I think they're like, well, somebody's got to know it's coming. Okay, well, does that really help them when they see it with no pictures? I don't think it does help the sellers.
Right.
So I'm really particular about how my listings go on, making sure that they're prepped well, they're clean, they look good. We do a lot of things to just make sure they're presented well so that our sellers can get top dollar when they sell it and have the best chance to get the most money out of their house. So we like to meet with them, counsel them, you know, think of the best time of the week to put it on the market even, you know. So there's just a lot of strategies that go into helping a seller to sell their house and get top dollar for it. Yeah.
How can people get a hold of you, Christy?
My cell phone is 651-216-4676.
Or you can call the Edina Realty office at 651-437-2121 and ask for anybody on the Lundby Hill team. We have, you know, about 4 minutes or so left here, Christy. So you talked about interest rates, too, at the beginning that they're high. Have they gone up? What range are they in?
They're still, I believe, in that 6.75 plus or minus range, depending on credit and some different things. I've seen a couple people get a little under 6.5, but that might be an FHA loan. Or, you know, certain types of loan really a lot down. So, you know, they've still been in that range. And I think I've said, you know, people were all waiting last year. Oh, we'll wait and put our search on hold because the rates will come down. They didn't.
No.
They're not going to. And, I mean, it could be years till they come down, if they do. So this is actually a very normal rate over, you know, a 50-year period. If you look at it, like 6.5 to 7 is pretty much the standard. And that's, I don't know that they're going to change a lot. If they do, wonderful. But you can't count on that and you can't put things on hold because of that. There is no indications they're going to go down.
Well, and if you wait, a couple of things are going to happen. You're not going to get the house you want. And most likely that house is going to sell for more than what it was when you first looked at it. And if you buy it with that rate, you can always, at least you have the house, the price is locked in, you can always refi.
If they go down, you refinance.
But don't wait for it, because
waiting are just putting themselves in dire straits because, you know, if they'd bought a house 2-3 years ago and when the, you know, even when the rates were higher 2 years ago, the house prices have gone up a ton since.
Yes, they have.
So if they've gone up $40,000, you're at the same rate. Could have got 2 years ago. And, you know. So I think the hardest pill to swallow is people that want to move up to a little bit bigger house. Because they have a low rate on their current house. And so that's where it gets tough. And those are the buyers who are sitting there waiting and waiting. But, you know what? Your circumstances aren't going to change. It's not going to change that you still need a bigger house if you're outgrowing the one you're in now. And you might just have to lock it in and do it and move up. The move-up houses are more apt to take contingent offers if they're not moving as fast, because they're not moving as fast. There's less move-up buyers because they all have these low interest rates. So people just need to, if you need to move up, just bite the bullet, move up, and then refinance when the rates get better.
There you go. Because you're gambling on the interest rates, but you're not gambling on the price.
Yeah.
You know that price is going to be a lot more.
And you still got to sell your house. So I think it's, if you're contingent on selling your house, I think this is a great time to have some conversations with the realtor and talk about it. Because not every house, if they're on the market and one of those houses that are going to get multiple offers, they may not take a contingent offer. But the ones that are sitting there a little bit probably would.
We have a couple minutes yet to go, Christy. What, and I obviously don't mention any names or the location, but what is the worst in all the years or decades that you've been in real estate where somebody's put in a lot of money into, you know, fixing things up because they thought that's the way it should be, and then you're sitting thinking you're never going to get it back, and they don't get it back?
Probably right before the market crashed in 07, 08, 09, the people who bought in 04, 05, you know, right before that happened, and they put a lot into it. Since then, you know, I've had a couple people. I just had one who moved out to Burnsville, and because they were moving closer to family, and bought a house and then decided they didn't like it there and wanted to come back. And so selling in a year, and they put all new windows in and furnace and air, and you don't get your money back, you know, in a year. So if you do a fast turn, you will lose. And that's unfortunate, and things like that do happen. You know, job changes, things happen where if they have to turn around and sell it fast, you don't always get your money back.
Okay.
That's the only time, I would say. If you're in a house, I mean, the goal is to stay in it 7 to 10 years or more, you know, and then you're fine.
Right.
Long-term, real estate's always a good investment.
Yep. So the best thing is if you get into a situation like that, is try to hang on as long as you can.
Just sit down and talk through the circumstances, I think, is a good idea.
Call a realtor.
Yes.
Okay. And one final time, how can folks get a hold of you, Christy?
My cell phone is 651-216-4676, or you can email ChristyHill@EdinaRealty.com.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Christy. It's been fun.
Yes. Thank you, Dan.
You've been listening to Talk Real Estate on KDWA, brought to you by the Realtors of Edina Realty of Hastings. Our realtor, Christy Lundby Hill. Again, if you'd like to get a hold of her, 651-216-4676. Or you can call the Hastings office at 651-437-2121 and ask for anybody on the Lundby Hill team. This is KDWA Hastings. KDWA, 1460 AM, 97.7 FM, and online at kdwa.com.